madam.
What's going on here, then?
A sky watch, madam.
Oh, but everybody looks for flying saucers.
Got it in one.
Well, I don't mind having a go. What am I supposed to do?
You could try looking up.
Only watch out for the pigeons.
Oh. Yeah, why can't I go up there with them other lots?
Because they are from the North London UFO group, madam. They're taking readings and so forth.
Better up there where they are. Better view.
And the general public is kindly requested to remain down here.
It's a load of rubbish anyway.
Well, don't you believe in flying saucers, then?
My husband does. He sees it every Saturday night in our kitchen when he gets home from the booze and flying cups as well.
Thank God the natives seem friendly.
Oh, hi, Mr. Fitzroy. How are things going? Got yourselves organised?
Yes, I've got my meagre forces deployed. All eight of them. Our chairman sends his apologies. He claims he's been laid low with fibrositis.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Strategic more than anything else, I think. Not really in favour of the group joining forces with the Herald. Seems to think we'd be turning ourselves into a sort of sideshow.
No sign of that so far.
Ah, the night is still young, Mr. McFarlane.
Right, please. And this is Brett Hanson. He's our photographer.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you. You're hoping to get pictures, then?
Well, that's the general idea.
Well, I wish you luck. As you do realise, don't you, that UFOs don't seem over-eager to have themselves captured on film.
We can but try.
Well, anyway, I reckon I'll be spending most of my time taking shots of you and your people. That's if you don't mind.
Help yourself. I'm afraid you'll soon find it getting a shade repetitious, though. One man looking through a telescope looks much like another.
Well, I'll find something.
Right then. Off to work. See you around.
Goodbye.
Nice guy. Runs a wagoner's pub.
So where's the crate of scotch, then?
Oh, yeah, we should be so lucky. Now, then, I'll try and get this tape recorder going, and I reckon we'll be in business.
For interviewing the little green man?
I'm going to keep my own log, Brett. Everything that happens goes down on this little tape. That's going to make up your thing work.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you mind.
Excuse me, please.
Yeah, mind your elbows.
Just make way, please. Goodbye.
Hey, he's pushing.
Please move to the side. Now, come along, George.
Coming, Arthur. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, dear, was that your foot? I'm so sorry.
People being polite, you know, not in situations like these. It's muscle that's wanted.
I've never been much for one for strong-arm tactics.
Oh, forgive me, but that's why you've never got anywhere.
I think I can see Donald up there.
Oh, good, then. What are we waiting for? Come along.
That's it, sir, I'm afraid. No further.
What? Good evening, constable.
The general public is requested to remain on this side of the barrier.
That may well be, but we are not the general public. The editor of the Hampstead Herald is my daughter-in-law, and I am a personal friend of Mr. Donald Fitzroy, a leading figure in the North London... Yes, that's right.
But you are not a member, sir.
No, but if I hadn't made the sighting in the first place, they wouldn't be here now.
I'm sorry, sir.
Now, listen to me, young man. My name is Arthur Tyson.
Just a minute, Arthur. It's Constable Powell, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right, sir.
George Underdone from the bank.
Oh, so it is. Good evening, Mr. Underdone. You with the North London group, are you?
That's right. May I?
Certainly, sir. You go ahead. You picked a nice night for it.
Yes. Mr. Tyson is with me. Is it all right if...
Well, since he is a friend of yours, sir.
Thank you so much. Come along, Arthur.
Yes, I thank you very much.
Good hunting, sir.
Yes. Good night, Constable.
Did you let them through, Paul? You wouldn't let no one else.
It's Batman and Robin.
And I'm Wonder Woman.
Oh, why don't you spin round three times? We'll see what happens.
Eight members of the UFO group are still seated in a wide circle just below the brow of the hill. Crowd of onlookers extend to about 30. The sky is clear. The new moon is clearly visible. I can see Venus, Orion.
Evening.
Ah, hello, Morris. I'm expecting to see you.
Oh, I felt like a walk, but I might as well come up here. Ah, not much of a crowd. It was quite sizable earlier on, but now they've started drifting away.
Yes.
Sensible people. You've seen nothing, of course.
No.
Oh, I knew it would be a waste of time.
We've only been up here about an hour, Morris.
And when do you expect the witching hour to be? Midnight? When the sky will fill with glowing cylinders pulsating with power and...
I'll be more than satisfied with one, actually.
Oh, madness.
How does it feel to be the only sane man in Hampstead, Morris? Or is it the whole of London? Pretty lousy, I reckon. Otherwise, you might just smile occasionally, or at least take a breather from knocking everything in sight.
I love you too, McFarlane.
I've noticed.
To begin with, I thought it was because I'd started dating your girlfriend.
Cressida is not my girlfriend.
But when I got to know you better, I discovered it wasn't just me. It's everybody. You've got a grudge against the whole wide world, mate.
Shut your mouth.
And if I don't...
I'll shut it for you.
Come on, then. Try.
Some other thing.
What's wrong with now?
If there's anything to be settled between you and me, it won't be in public.
You're thinking of the good name of the Herald, of course.
That's right.
Some other time, then.
Just say the word. And as far as Cressida's concerned, she's all yours.
Big of you.
I wish you felt the same way.
Eh? Now what? I haven't got anywhere with Cressida. No, it's not for want of trying. We've been to the movies together, we've had a few meals, and that's it.
It's none of my business what you do.
Just thought you'd like to know.
Was that Brett over there?
Yes.
Oh, I'll go and see how he's getting on.
And I'll get back to my tape recorder. I can't remember what the hell I was talking about.
And that's the sound it makes with the normal amount of radioactivity.
That's right.
And if we were to see a UFO, Donald, what then?
Well, we'd expect their crackle to get quicker.
Well, well, well. It's remarkable, isn't it, George?
It's fascinating. Takes me back to my army days, all this. Doesn't it, you, Arthur?
We didn't have Geiger counters in my day.
No, nor mine, but you know what I mean. The feel of the thing takes me back to Salisbury Plain. I did my basic training there, you know. And being on guard duty was rather like this. And then, when we were under canvas, the murmur of men's voices, the feeling of being part of a team.
Yes.
Takes you back, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Yeah. The only thing that's missing is the cookhouse.
We'd laid that on, we'd have had the world and his wife up here.
That's true. Never mind, we've got a thermos and some sandwiches.
Anyway, this is it, the UFO detector. I said I'd show it to you, and as you can see...
Oh, what's that? Up there, look.
Oh, I can't see anything.
It's definitely getting nearer. Twinkling light. Can't you see
it? It's a high-flying aircraft. Sorry, Arthur.
Oh.
Got the plane, Phil?
Yeah. Time to 2308 precisely.
Right.
I wish you'd stop grinning, George.
Sorry.
Now then, this UFO detector. As you can see, it's not at all what you'd expect.
No.
Fancy some soup?
Chrissy!
You look frozen.
It's my feet and fingers, mainly.
Oh. There. Get that inside you.
Thanks. Smells great. What is it?
Scotch broth.
Oh.
Don't you like it?
I'm not too keen on the Caledonian connections. Morris is here.
Where?
He's around somewhere. Last time I saw him was with a photographer.
What on earth's he doing up?
God knows. Just wish he'd stayed at home, that's all. We had a bit of a row.
What about?
You. Oh. Though I dare say he denied.
I wish I'd stopped at home now.
I'm glad you didn't.
Look, there's no point in my staying.
Not much point in you running away, either.
How do you mean?
Well, who's it to be? Me or Morris?
It doesn't have to be either, you know. There are other men besides you and Morris.
So why aren't you happy with one of them? What are you doing at nearly midnight on Saturday night on Hampstead Heath serving soup to a frozen joker from down under?
Because I'm an idiot, that's why.
You'll have to do better than that. This is great. Make it yourself?
It's out of a packet.
You poured the water on it, though, didn't you? And you put it into a flask. And you drove over here, and you came across the heath.
Aren't you supposed to be watching the sky or something?
I'd rather watch you. Don't go, Chrissy. Think about it. Think about what you want. He's over there, and I'm over here. All you've got to do is choose.
In my own time, Gray. And could you let go of my hand, please?
I'll watch you, Chrissy.
I'm going. Good night.
See you around.
Want a slug of brandy, Phil?
You say no.
Helps to keep the cold out.
Good stuff, that is. It's the spot. Thanks, Donald.
Pass it on.
Mr. Tyson?
What? Oh, thank you, most kind.
Compliments of the wagoners.
Much obliged. Just what the doctor ordered. Seems a shame to drink good brandy straight from the bottle, but here goes.
That's the stuff.
I'll offer George some, shall I?
Go ahead.
George.
What? Sorry, I must have nodded off.
I hope you didn't do that when you were on guard duty on Salisbury Plain.
I did once or twice, I'm afraid. Always between 3 and 5.
Well, you're a bit early tonight, Ben. It's not 1 o'clock yet.
Yeah, I sometimes feel I shall die between 3 and 5, alone.
We all die alone, George. Brandy.
Oh, thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Donald.
Thank you, Donald.
I reckon you've earned it, both of you. I'm afraid tonight's been a sad disappointment for you, Mr. Tyson, with no sightings or anything. I've no idea what George is doing here at all, since he never thought he'd see anything anyway.
I feel one ought to keep an open mind.
Pity it wasn't Warminster.
Ah, Warminster.
Warminster?
You wouldn't believe it.
What?
Go on, Phil. Tell them.
64 was when it started. I barely heard of UFOs then, let alone researched them. But I was down in Wiltshire on a job, and I had a bit of time on my hands, so I went to Warminster. Just around about Christmas it was, and there was this flap on. The locals had been seeing these shapes in the sky and hearing peculiar noises.
What sort of noises?
The descriptions varied, but noises that couldn't be explained. I came back to London and promptly forgot all about it till 65, when some more sightings were made down there and the whole story hit the headlines. Well, I packed my bag and went down there again, and I went up onto Clay Hill and spent the night there. About a dozen of us from London. The rest were locals. Some of them claimed to be making a couple of sightings a night.
And?
I heard it first.
Heard it?
High-pitched noise. Like you get on the telly sometimes, only higher. And there it was. It was huge. Quite low in the sky. Then it swept upwards and away.
Good gracious.
Have some more brandy, George.
More, fellas. Want to join you?
Pass him the brandy, George.
Here you go.
Ah, cheers.
I still don't believe in them, of course. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm not calling you a liar or anything.
You don't have to apologize. Most people are the same till they've seen one for themselves. You know, I've seen people go down on their knees at the first sighting.
A trick of the light, that's all it is, Phil. I'm sorry.
I've seen extraterrestrials.
You what? Oh, shh.
I heard them first. Their footsteps getting closer.
What were they like?
They glowed. They were something like human beings, only about 7 to 8 feet tall. No visible features, no legs. They just seemed to glide on the ground.
You spoke to them?
I tried to. I went towards them, saying I wanted to be friends, you know, things like that. But they were off in a flash. There was a sound coming from them, a sort of high-pitched cry. I wouldn't like to say if it was speech or not. But they were other dimensional, that's for sure.
Remarkable.
Gray?
Chrissy?
Could I have a word?
Sure. Excuse me, fellas.
Leave the bottle.
Yeah, of course, sorry. Let's go.
Pretty lady. She work at the Herald?
I believe she does, yes.
Lots of pretty ladies seem to work at the Herald.
I think I'll be off now then, Brett.
Oh, I thought you were gone.
No, I was chatting to a couple of people just down the hill there. Thought I'd show the flag, since Mr. McFarlane seems to have spent all his time up here.
Oh, he did some interviews down there earlier, when the crowds were thicker.
Oh, well, it wouldn't hurt if he did a few more.
Well, it's too late.
Eh?
He's gone. With Cressida. They left a while back.
Left?
Yes, they were going to her place. He gave me the phone number in case anything shows up. You know, flying saucers. That's unless you'd rather take over.
No, thanks. See you Monday.
Oh, well. Please yourself. We'll be right back.